AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Protests over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement raids are beginning to spread from Los Angeles to other cities, including Seattle, Austin, and Washington, D.C. But President Trump's defending his deployment of the military in response, calling the protesters in L.A. animals and a foreign enemy.
We will liberate Los Angeles and make it free, clean, and safe again. It's happening very quickly.
He spoke at Fort Bragg to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency request in federal court to block the deployments, saying they would only heighten tensions. Meantime, Haya Panjwani reports lawmakers questioned Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth about the matter.
Early in his hearing with the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum questioned Hegseth on the cost of deploying Marines and troops to Los Angeles to address the demonstrations against ICE.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations.
After persistent questioning, Pentagon officials said it would cost $134 million to send troops to L.A. for 60 days. Hegseth defended President Trump's decision to send the troops.
ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
About 700 active duty Marines were sent to help over 4,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And reports of immigration raids today in Omaha, Nebraska, Douglas County Commissioner Roger Garcia.
First, we want to know who's been detained and how many. We would like to know where they are going. And from there, we want to be able to help individuals who've been detained with legal representation, but also the families affected. From today's raids, there are bound to be children left without parents. There are bound to be spouses left without husbands and wives. And so there's going to be a lot of hurt in this community today.
Sound courtesy KETV. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks posted modest gains on Wall Street as the wait continues to hear of what will come of trade talks between the U.S. and China. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 105 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq rose 0.6%. Markets are hoping that President Trump will lower his tariffs on China and other countries after reaching trade deals with them. More and more companies are saying they can't predict what their future profits will be because of the heavy uncertainty about how much money and business they'll lose from the tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on President Trump's trade wars. The World Bank has sharply downgraded its forecast for global economic growth this year to 2.3%, citing a substantial rise in trade barriers, but it did not mention Trump by name. The World Bank forecasts the U.S. economy will grow 1.4% this year, just half as fast as it did last year. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.